The Banquet of God's Word, September 23. I am the living bread which came down from heaven, and the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The only safety for any of us is to plant our feet upon the Word of God and study the Scriptures, making God's Word our constant meditation. Tell the people to take no man's word regarding the testimonies, but to read them and study them for themselves, and then they will know that they are in harmony with the truth. The Word of God is the truth. Of a good man the psalmist declares, "His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." He who puts mind and heart into this work gains a solid, valuable experience. The Holy Spirit is in the Word of God. Here is the living, undying element so distinctly represented in the 6th chapter of John. Let us believe the Word. He who thus eats the bread of heaven is nourished every day and will know what these words mean, "Needeth not that any man teach you." We have lessons pure from the lips of him who owns us, who has bought us with the price of his own blood. The precious Word of God is a solid foundation upon which to build. When men come to you with their suppositions, tell them that the great teacher has left you his word, which is of incalculable value, that he has sent a comforter in his own name, even the Holy Ghost. He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Here is presented before us a rich banquet, of which all who believe in Christ as a personal Savior may eat. He is the tree of life to all who continue to feed on him. All who study these precious utterances may have strong consolation. If they will feed upon the banquet of God's Word, they will gain an experience of the highest value. They will see that in comparison with the Word of God, the Word of man is as chaff to the wheat. I am instructed by the Word of God that His promises are for me and for every child of God. The banquet is spread before us, we are invited to eat the Word of God, which will strengthen spiritual muscle and sinew.